I'm just asking what you take away from that LGM.
What do I take away from LGM?
It's my field. You shut up.
You are in the picture.
I think as far as type design specifically goes, or
in part, let's say in particular, but you can also
so
expand.
So as far as type design goes, it seems like we're getting to the stage where working with open tools can manage the parts of the workflow that I don't think even the proprietary tools are doing a good job of. As far as like the automated testing and things like that go, my impression is that that's been a sticking point for type designers, regardless of whether they care about software freedom or not. And I think that that could be something that puts free software a step ahead of proprietary software when it comes to type design. And obviously that's good. And obviously that seems to be driven by the needs of actual designers. So that's ideal. That's what you want.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any type-related personal projects coming up?
I don't know if I have any type projects that are going to be released in the next few months. I've been working really slowly on expanding my first type family into different weights and real italics and things like that. And I have several other smaller projects that I've taken on. I think at this point I started out just doing revivals, because revivals is a good way to learn the tools and the workflow and things like that. And I've been branching out more into totally original designs, but just because of other work-related things, I haven't had as much time to devote to those, so they may not be released in the short term at all.
And other than that, what is the next project coming up?
other than that, I don't know if I've got any other Libre Graphics projects coming up. I've had a couple other areas of free software I've been working with that aren't related, like automotive software. I think there's some unusual things going on there that I've seen some need to get involved in.
Automotive software?
Automotive.
Automotive.
Automobiles, cars and things. Mm-hmm. And the reason that I find that an interesting area, because as far as like the hacker ethos goes, car nuts like hot rodders have been doing that for like 100 years or so, and it's only just now become possible to do the same sorts of things in the software that runs on a car as it is with under the hood, which is interesting, and yet I don't know that the two communities are really meshing. So I'm amused by watching that happen, and it's interesting that free software is where all these companies are gravitating towards. I mean, it makes sense that they would, because the costs are lower and all that, but
There may be something to do in Geneva. There is the big Salon de l'Auto.
Yeah. Well, I'll look out for that.
Open source car software hacking workshop.
Breaking security, of course, mostly.
Yeah, there's.
That's the trend.
Yeah, I've read some papers about that. Yeah. White papers and things.
Thank you.
It's interesting. I like the idea of colliding communities of car modders and software modders for cars.
Yeah.
That's going to be quite a clash.
Yeah, there's like people have been modding the chip that controls the fuel injection. Like people who race their own cars have done this for a long time, and a lot of people have written their own software to optimize things, but the culture is to keep that proprietary, because it's all about competition, right? They're doing this to race, and they don't want to share what they learn, and yet they've gotten to the point where they realize we need to share some things because I can't do it all myself. And so that's a culture clash inside that one community. They want to keep their secret sauce secret, but they need to share the recipe. So.
Thank you, Nate, for those insights.
You're welcome.